When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love that we get the opportunity to talk with Dave, and Dave is all throughout The Score day. Does a hit with Mully and Haw, does a hit with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. We got a lot of great football people, including our guys that take care of you on the pre- and post-game show. Before Chicago takes on Detroit, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Coach, your thoughts on the Lions coming in here? Probably very, very motivated to try and hold on to that one seed and hold on to the division now, but they have so many injuries on defense.
Yeah, they do. They are beat up, and now, you know, with David Montgomery out on offense, I mean, they're banged up there. And, you know, I'd like to say that I really like the Bears in this one. I mean, the Bears, you know, the Lions have to go play outside. It's recorded that that they don't play as well outside as they do at home.
Jared Goff especially.
Goff especially, thank you. And it's going to be cold. The Bears beat them last year. The Bears play well. For some reason, they match up well against Detroit. You know, I don't know. I mean, I just don't have much confidence in the Bears right now, obviously. You know, but I'd really like to say, hey, this is a game that the Bears could get because of the injuries, I'm kind of mumbling right now because I'm wanting to like be positive about the Bears,
but you can't do it.
But I can't do it this week. It's
Coach,
tough.
Coach, welcome to our world. It sucks.
It's tough right now just because the Lions have everything to play for, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that means so much when you get to this point in the year.
11 straight. They got a chance to go with 11 straight losses finishing out a year.
Yeah, I mean, but this time of year, if you got to be relevant, you got to like be in the hunt. If you're in the hunt, it makes all the difference in the world with your locker room and your meetings and your practice tempo, everything. Just, you know, it's so much better. And it's just tough right now. It's just very tough right now. And but hey, you got to get a plan together and go out and see if you can win this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take a strategy from our interviews with Jalen, and I'm not going to ask Coach about the Bears anymore for our time with him. Do you have any more baseball stories?
Well, yeah, I do. You know, you know who Jim Leland is?
Love Jim Leland. He's my favorite manager to see come into town. I always enjoy
Seriously?
Talking. Yeah, like whenever he come into town, I would make sure that I would go be a part of his press conferences over on the South Side because I always found him to be engaging.
Okay, well, Jim Leland was the manager of the Detroit Tigers when I was coaching at the University of Pittsburgh. But he never sold his house in Pittsburgh from when he was with the Pirates. For some reason, he just liked Pittsburgh. He kept his house there. So after 9:30 Mass on Sunday, I would see Jim. He would stand. He would wait outside, and he would have a cigarette. You know, standing outside of church.
Always.
Always a cigarette. Exactly. And I would come out, and we would talk baseball, or we would talk football, or whatever. So I come out one Sunday, and we are in. Even though we really weren't a major player, I was out to his house, and we were recruiting him hard. Okay.
Okay.
The quarterback, who went to Ohio State, the superstar, God, I'm thinking of so many guys right now. Help me out.
Terrell Pryor,
okay? Terrell Pryor, Pittsburgh guy. And he had committed to play basketball at Pitt as a sophomore and changed his mind. So I had some connections, and he was a little bit upset about some things at Pitt for basketball reasons. So I'm trying to get back into him. So we're going out to the school, and I go by, take me and Matt Cavanaugh was my coordinator. We go out and see him at his house, and we're recruiting him. He's not going to come to Pitt, okay? He probably would have gone to West Virginia if Rich Rod would have stayed there, but now it's down to Penn State and Ohio State. So I come walking. We're in the middle of this thing, though, and I come walking out of church, and Jim Leland's standing there, and he's got a cigarette, and he takes a puff of a cigarette, and he says, "You really think that Pryor kid can throw?" And I said, "What?" The guy's just been on Parade magazine. He's the number one player in the country, Jim. What are you talking about? Quarterback. And he takes a drag of his cigarette, and he kind of looks aside and says, "I've been watching this kid, Dave. I don't think he's a passer." And I says, "Come on." He says, "I'm telling you." And he starts to explain to me about throwing, the mechanics of throwing.
Wow.
I leave him and go right to the car and call Matt Cavanaugh, you know, who's got about four or five Super Bowls. In the NFL, was an All-American at Pitt with me. We were teammates. And
you asked him to look at the tape?
Guess what, Lawrence? I said, "Matt, meet me at the office." I says, "We got to go look at this." And we're looking at it, and Matt's saying, "Oh, but see, Dave, he can do this, and he can get it out." And you know, we didn't end up getting him, okay? But the end of the story is he goes to the NFL, and they put him at wide receiver because he's not a big passer, you know. And they ran that spread run offense at Ohio State, and he could get by. So Jim Leland was correct, but that's just another.
That's a tremendous, Lawrence. I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah, how about that?
And Leland, like, baseball throwing mechanically and quarterback throwing. I mean, Tom House has his pitchers throwing footballs all the time.
Is that right?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You used to see Craig Kimbrell throwing a football around the outfield at Wrigley. I'm like, what's that? What's that about?
How about that?
And then I learned that Tom House, that's a big teaching thing.
Yep, Jim Leland. Yep, absolutely.
Lawrence, go ahead. Ask him another one. Do whatever you want.
What do we want to talk about?
I mean, that's great.
Lawrence, can you see my Christmas tie here?
Can
you see?
I can. Okay, I thought it was orange when I was looking on the Zoom, but it is a. Are you going to a Christmas party?
No, it's got little Santa Clauses and Christmas trees. You know, no, I'm just in the spirit. It's that time. Come on, we got to have some good positive stuff here.
Somewhere. Yeah, less than a week.
That's right. That's right. And I won't be on until after Christmas with you guys. So that's the end.
So we got this together.
We got this today.
That's
all.
This is the time that we have together. You know, we should culminate it with you making some football picks.
Okay.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wonstead.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, we're going to start off. I like Baltimore. Baltimore's playing at home. They're giving Pittsburgh 6 points, but I think Baltimore right now is ready. The arrow's pointing up, and boy, last week it was disappointing at the Steelers on all levels. I also like the Dolphins. The Dolphins -1 versus the Niners. This is it. This is their last stand. If the Dolphins don't win this one, you know, even though they got a small chance, they're dead as far as playoffs. Philadelphia, they're looking at that number one seed and bye. I like Philly, okay, giving Washington 3.5. And lastly, but not least, my Cowboys, but I'm taking the Tampa Bay Bucks. The Bucks right now go to Dallas, and Tampa is in the hunt in that division. And Tampa right now, I just think they got a little bit more want to at this point in the season than Dallas.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wonstead. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
We're going to give away a $200 gift card to caller 6 of the contest line, 312-540-0670. To Four Winds Casino and Resort in New Buffalo or South Bend, your entertainment escape. Coach, do you have a favorite Christmas gift from when you were a kid, like something that you really wanted and then you got it or you didn't get and you were like, oh man, I really wanted that little red wagon or air rifle or whatever it was?
Sled named Rosebud, maybe?
Well, no sleds. I had sleds. I don't. No, you know what? You mentioned an air rifle. I had a little pellet gun, okay? This may sound like a... And my dad, and to this day, till he passed away, and my brother to this day were avid hunters. And I never could go hunting because it was always during football or basketball season. So I was never a hunter. But they were avid hunters, okay? And so they got me this, and I got to go with them and shoot my little air gun, you know, at the trees. But yeah, that I was so excited. I think more so because I was included in something that that I really wanted to be, but never got the invite.
Oh, man.
Never got the invite.
Something
please.
About those guns when you're a kid. I had a little cap gun.
Yeah,
I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Well, but you know, yeah, back then you, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'll leave it there.
Coach, have fun tonight. Thanks for being with us and lifting up the mood.
Yeah, well, you guys have a great holiday and Christmas and everything, and we will see you next week, okay?
Coach, you're the best.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you from the listeners who love you every damn week.
Yeah, okay. Spiggs, you're going to go Christmas caroling this weekend?
I'm thinking about it.
All right, good.
Yeah. You want to come with me?
No. I did enough of that in the past.
Oh, you kill it, though. It's always so good. Next year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.